Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. In my last talk, I introduced a subject which I called Welcome to the Real World. And we discovered that there is more going on in this world than meets the eye. There is the physical world, the world of flesh and blood. But there is also a spiritual world, an unseen world, God and his angels, the devil and his helpers. And these two worlds act together. They intermingle. And I said I would ask a question and seek to answer it. The question is, what is going on in this world? So welcome to the real world, a very complex world, a physical world and a spiritual world. But what is going on in this world? Let me read you two portions of scripture from the one chapter in Matthew's Gospel. I'm in chapter 13 of Matthew's Gospel. I read the first 9 verses where the Lord tells a parable, and then I read from verse 18 to 23 where explanation of the parable is given by the Lord. So Matthew 13 and verse 1. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. This is the first of a number of parables that Jesus told that day. And he goes on to explain it because many people did not understand it. But he wants us to understand. He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, many things are going on in this world. You have business, politics, crime, terrorism, wars. In the midst of it all, people living out their personal lives, getting involved in their daily activities, dealing with family affairs. We have sport, we have entertainment, we have pleasures of all sorts of things. There is a lot going on in this world. But as it is going on, God is spreading his truth. And that's what the parable of the sower is about. Let me read you the explanation the Lord gives, Matthew 13 and verse 18. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word, so it's about the preaching of the word of God, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and the gospel tells us about eternity, about a kingdom that is to come, and you want to be in that kingdom, I can assure you. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it. Then the wicked one comes, that's the devil. Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. The gospel is being preached. The truth is going out, but people are reacting to it in different ways. What way do you react when you're told that you need to be saved, that you're a sinner, that you need to confess your sins and forsake your sins, that you need to come to the Lord and ask him to save you? What way do you react when you hear the gospel of the kingdom? Some people don't fully understand it, and as they're struggling with it, the devil diverts them in different ways and takes it out of their mind. He steals the seed away. The parable explanation goes on. But he who received the seed on stony places, that is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. There are some people, when they hear the gospel, they rejoice to hear it. You can actually be saved and be sure of going to heaven. And they, as it were, enter into that. They think, this is great news, I'll accept it. But then, when the cost of making the decision appears in their life, when trouble comes, then they fall away. There are some who make a genuine decision and fall away just because they've never grown in the faith. There are some who make a more flippant decision and they fall away because it was not genuine. All sorts of reactions to the preaching of the Word of God. Jesus goes on with the explanation of the parable. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches cloak the word, and he becomes unfruitful. There are people who genuinely accept the Lord as their Savior, who commit themselves to following him, but different circumstances in life just bow them down. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and they become unfruitful. Born again, but not really going anywhere spiritually. Too much taken up with the materialism of this world, or the worries of this world, or the duties that this world imposes on you. And then the Lord continues, but he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. There are those who hear the gospel, they respond to it in a completely genuine way, and they grow as believers. They grow in grace. They study the word of God. They communicate with the Lord in prayer. They become strong Christians, and their lives bear the fruit of it. They enjoy love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering, the fruits of the Spirit, and they lead others to the Savior. There's a lot going on in this world. All of the things you see, all of the things you hear about on the radio, all of the things you read about on the internet, all of the things you see on television, a lot going on in this world. But as it is going on, God, from the world we can't see, is moving people to proclaim the truth, to preach the gospel of the kingdom, and people are responding to it in different ways. How have you responded to it? I trust you are one who has heard it, understood it, accepted Christ as your personal Saviour, and grown in grace and in the knowledge of truth. May the Lord bless you. Amen.